Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
What's great is Carrie says, tell your father that he can live stream the graduation. I said, he doesn't want to do that. She said, tell him. I said, Pop, you can live stream the graduation. She says, yeah, no thanks.
Only if you, if you're a Potomac fisherman. Or, you don't have to be, you can be an amateur, too. That would be fun. And then just have Pony and Oscar out on the fishing boat, and you guys go out early in the morning, crack of dawn, throw the lines in the morning mist, get yourself some, what do you think about that, Pony? Wouldn't that be good?
Maybe crack of noon.
Is there a reason you call it cellular data? Isn't it just internet on your phone?
I don't know. Would you like to use your data to get internet?
That's he wasn't using yesterday. The Wi-Fi. Because yeah. that
but
was
I couldn't
going
use
on.
It in here. And I'm sure there are nerds that, yeah, you could.
You can if you tether.
But yeah.
That wasn't going to really work for our solution.
Hotspots.
I got something people can tether. Anywho.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOmaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Oh, you people. Welcome to The Mike O'Mara Show. We are enjoying our second decade of the show. That's become a daily routine. Boy, do we know it has for thousands of listeners in great places like Mays, Kansas, Avon, North Carolina, the Tappan Zee Bridge.
Yes.
The Baltimore Harbor Tunnel.
People are listening everywhere, Mike.
Turku, Finland, and Bayonne, New Jersey.
The Mike O'Mara Show from Bayonne
is on now. And, I have a lot to cover about the show, the inner workings of the show, because we've been having a lot of discussions about it behind the scenes. First of all, let me put to bed, for those of you that will say something, I'm really starting to wonder, or I'm losing faith, or whatever. Folks, listen to me very carefully, all right? This show is continuing. This show is not in danger of going away. This show has had a number of changes because one of the things that all of us on the show decided, and a larger number when we first started it, was one of the nice things about doing this show is that there is a flexibility to doing the show as opposed to doing regular radio that we did for years and years and years. And that flexibility allows us scheduling changes all the time. We do it all year. We do it. We start earlier. We start later. We do that. Now, the biggest change that we've had probably in the almost 12, 13 years that we've done this show is that we decided because I had I had more time down in South Florida and I wanted to go enjoy what I do, which is hit that white egg in the morning. I normally do it in the afternoon, but because we have torrential rains in the afternoon, I asked Oscar, actually. I said, would it be okay if we rearranged at least during the summer months to do an afternoon taping? Oscar said, we must have the same brain because I am now moving everybody and arranging these new digs in our Podville studios in downtown Washington. That would fit into my schedule very well. So at that particular time, we said, okay, for a few months, for a few weeks, we're going to do the afternoon taping. Now, as that happened, there were also a few circumstances where we weren't able to do the show we wanted to do. And it culminated with our show yesterday where I was I came in here with all of my show prep ready to do a wonderful show and fell victim really for one of the rare times. And I think I'm surprised it doesn't happen more often that there was a line cut is how they put it, at least the people that sent out the information to our community. And the people at the fabulous Comcast Corporation were giving updates the way they can. And this is where it comes into play, where as important as I feel this show is and as much as I enjoy it, I felt so small yesterday. I felt so teeny, teeny, tiny. I felt so completely insignificant as I realized as the hours ticked by that I was beholding to this great corporation, because if we do not have the internets, unfortunately, I cannot communicate with Washington. Washington cannot communicate with me. We cannot do it with cellular data. We need our pipeline to be working in order for us to do this show. So about 1:45 in the afternoon, about 15 minutes before we tape this, now at 3 o'clock Eastern time, I became aware that there was no internet service whatsoever. I mean, dead. Contacted the guys. I called my wonderful generic robot lady at Comcast, and
Hello.
She said, and by the way, every time I call, I have to put my phone number in. Every time I do that, they said, is this a technical question? I said, yes, knowing I'm speaking to a robot.
Right.
And they said, we see there is an outage in your area. Our crews are working hard. I have the spiel memorized because
you've
of
heard
what
it
they
enough.
Did.
Yeah.
And they said 6:23. Then
that's the time they promised that it was going to be restored.
That's right, Dom. Dead.
And
Dom.
Comcast killed it.
Right. And it doesn't happen all that often, but I feel so. What's the way to describe it? Victimized? Just that here I am, just calling every 20 minutes or so to get the same recording. Then I didn't have the app for Comcast on my phone, so at this point I'm using cellular data, and so I get the app, and then I go to the app, and the app says 10:23. Now I don't know where they get the 23, where they say on the audio recording it's going to be 6:23 and then on the app it's going to be 10:23. I don't know where they get that from, but I ignored it because I was being optimistic.
I think that they might optimistic. I think they give a random sounding number that makes it sound more specific. It makes it sound like they know what they're doing, because you know it's not going to be 23.
Well, at maybe 3:30, 3:40 in the afternoon, maybe 4 o'clock, Carla rolls in and says, oh, did you get that email? And I said, what email? Well, the email we got this morning that says there's an outage. I got it on my phone. I'm like, what?
If you're having trouble receiving WAVA, they're sending out outage stuff by email?
I wasn't able. Well, I saw it, and then the internet went out.
Right.
I'm like, what did it say? I didn't get a chance to read it, so I check my cellular data, and they say that it's affecting certain streets in my community, which would tell me what? That it's local.
Yeah.
That it is a local problem. Now, if you remember the old days of the show, when I moved down here, I would get in the car and I would drive around and look for the truck.
Yeah.
And
I remember.
Talk to the guy.
I remember.
Just to see what the hell was going on. And that was always very fruitful. So I get, as soon as the, what time did I do that? We decided at 7 o'clock that there wasn't going to be a show because it was still out, that's when I drove around the community. And there weren't any trucks.
We get there. Let me back up a little bit.
All right.
At every turn, you wanted to do the show.
Well, I was angry and
4 o'clock. That's maybe at 4:30 it's going to come back.
And you guys Oscar, you guys were all really cool about the flexibility that, you know, we would do that, and then we would do that. And then at 7, we decide at 7 or about 7.
Well, we wanted a 6:30 launch. We're like, 6:30 definitely going
to
be back.
But because they said 6:23, and I wanted to do it right away. So after 7 o'clock, when we just say, F it, we don't know when it's going to. And by the way, I think 9:40 or something like that, it came on last night. Thanks!
Not 9:43?
You know, time for all the old people to get their Netflix shows. But anyway, including me. Got to see a Sweet Tooth.
Nice.
Hey.
Sweet Tooth didn't disappoint their fans like I disappointed you. And by the way, all of you dicks out there that say, I wonder if everything's okay. I'm starting to lose fit. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? For people that are concerned about the content we generate, can I ask a favor? Count. Let's use some basic math.
Mathematics.
All right? The shows we have offered you are in the thousands. I guarantee you haven't listened to every single one of them. Some of you have. I know that. Go back and listen to some good. We have great ones, all right? The other thing I'm pissed about, and I talked to Oscar about this, I probably shouldn't be talking about this on the air. We over-communicate with our listening audience. It's ridiculous. We are so guilt-ridden when I'm not going to be there, Rob's not going to be there, Oscar. And it's like, I understand that we do that, all right? If we're going to do that and continue to do that, which I've agreed because Oscar thinks we should, that we will continue to do that, then you have to shut the f*** up with your little over-analysis about the sky is falling when we do not have a show.
Mike, when you use language like that, it makes me lose faith.
I wonder, is something, I really,
something,
the latest one was
okay?
The best. I wonder if everything's really okay.
Really okay.
I think I have it. Do I have it? Please have it. Please be up there. No, I don't care about Bitcoin. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Dogecoin.
Right.
Crypto. Anyway.
I love that you care so much, Mike. It really does matter because
yeah,
most
I care,
people-
but I'm also you guys care too. You care too because you're the ones that want to I just as soon do it when we do it and have it up there and hopefully everybody continues to enjoy
this,
it.
This is yes, I think we're
here
speaking
we go.
The same language.
Landon. And by the way, when I see a name that I've never seen before, that's when I smell troll.
Landon. Yeah.
You know, I'm beginning to Landon. Wonder if everyone is okay at the show. You mean everyone is okay at the show?
Well, that's never been the case.
No, none of us are okay. You know,
Landon,
and then all the people I don't know, you know, and then it was driving me nuts.
Landon.
And I purposefully. Once the internet came back on, I avoided social media. So we over-communicate. We let you know what we're doing and what's going on to a fault,
yes.
I think. To a fault, all right? It's just there when it's there. I also, it made me realize how rarely we are affected by an outage like that.
Right.
And I had seen the trucks working on a line that appeared to be down on the street. But it was like a mile and a half away, but I drove by it anyway last night. And I wasn't going to get out on like the main drag and say, excuse me, because I'm not going to be that
guy. Did you beep and wave as you drove by?
No, but I stared and I pulled in. They had traffic cones outside of a Lowe's parking lot
right.
that they had blocked off the entrance to. And when I pulled over into the access lane to take the left turn into that, which no one was using because the lane was blocked off, I got a couple of really good stares. Because I'm over there just going, I'm just staring at this guy. This guy was really tugging on some cable, and he's trying to fasten it together, and I'm just staring at him, and I'm, and then a couple hours later, it was on.
You should have rolled down your window,
the guy
Mike.
That did it,
you should have rolled down your window and said, hey, I can't do my TikTok.
Is there anything to be said about Carla not giving you a heads up, maybe saying, hey, the internet's going to be out?
Not really. I don't know how that transpired. I was so upset at that point.
Yeah.
I was just like frustrated.
It's
she
not
was
her
getting
fault.
That.
I'm just getting the details.
She had like a headline but couldn't get it because Carla doesn't speak internet either. So, I mean, I immediately had cellular data, and that's where I was trying to get my. And then when I got the app, that was another thing. But
is it a great app? I gotta know. Is it a great app?
Nothing they do is great.
I know,
including their communication. I don't think when from 1:45 till 6:23 when they said 6:23, and then you call back at 6:23, and the message changes to as soon as possible.
Oh boy,
that sucks. Xfinity. Comcast, big cable balls.
We had the luxury of redundancy at your old place with DirecTV before the community changed just to Comcast exclusive.
Yeah. Well, no, we didn't have DirecTV. We had another one. I forgot what it was.
Well, we had redundancy.
It was something golden, wasn't it? Golden something? Golden years internet?
Forgot what it was. It was that bad.
Do you have
it was back when we had horrible.
Yeah.
Sure.
Correct, but we had redundancy.
By the way, when they put it together last night, though, kaboom. I mean, it's just like, you know, hey, those are some speeds. So I was real happy about that. But anywho, that's the, I felt as insignificant as I am. I felt as insignificant as I am. That we rely on this thing, and we like a lot of people, a lot of businesses, businesses that probably rely on it more than we do. I was very, very frustrated. So that's that.
Is there a reason you call it cellular data? Isn't it just internet on your phone?
I don't know.
No, but it is. But he's using the cell tower as opposed to...
Would you like to use your data to get internet?
He wasn't using the Wi-Fi because
that was going on. But I couldn't use it in here. And I'm sure there are nerds. Yeah, you could.
You can if you tether. But that wasn't going to really work for our solution.
Hotspots.
I got something people can tether. Anywho, it was... and I was so excited to tell you about the weekend that I had because on Saturday... I got a chance to play golf with a father and son. And in fact, there were five of us that went out. And because the father was just sort of playing at it. He wasn't really, he was just tagging along.
Okay.
And I'm sitting there and I saw what I want for the future. I saw what I want for my little son, my little seven-year-old, because this was another older father.
Okay.
But his son is more grown. He's a little older than me, probably. Yeah, and so he wasn't as old as I was when Michael was born. But he's an older dad, and I see this young man, and before I knew he was going to be playing golf with us, I see him because he's wearing a Florida Gator cap, and he's got the school colors on with the shirt. And I said, "Boy, are you? I suppose you're a Gator." I said something like that, you know, being the old man. And
hot enough for you?
It turns out, yeah. He said, "Yeah, I'm going to Florida in the fall." I said, "Oh, so
he's starting. That's
cool." He's like your son.
Oh wow!
And his name was Tyler, and it was just so cool to talk to him and watch him play. Amazing golf. And then his father chipped in the fact that, yeah, he's got an academic scholarship. And I'm just looking at this kid and I'm saying, please, Michael, be you. Please, Michael, please give me that. Make this my future. Make this my future. Make this my... Because he was an impressive young man and his dad's a super nice guy. And it was just...
Had you dealt with his dad before or was this the first time you met him?
One time. Yeah. Very nice man. Very White super guy? Nice man. What's that?
White guy.
Need to ask?
It's a golf course.
His
really
son is named Tyler. Come on, all the clues are there.
You really threw me for it was spectacular. And I said, this is what I wish. And this would be a dream for me. If I am out there and my son likes the game and he's really good like this kid was, that would be special. Right now, with military history, I'm not sure what we're doing. And
will Tyler play golf at the collegiate level, do you think?
I'm not sure. I don't believe he is, but okay. I didn't know. But he was great. I mean, he was really talented. And, you know, he's like... And by the way, when you watch this, the joy is tempered by seeing this young man hit a golf ball, and then you realize just how much closer to the casket you really are than this young man, because it's just like, you know,
Why can't I hit the ball that far?
Because Tyler hit the ball.
The long ball.
Million miles. Mm. And it was cool. And it was just an affirmation of all that is good in life. It was just hope springs eternal, the future and all this. And then I'm getting ready to tell this story and come in to do this show. And I realize that I'm just a bug. I'm just a flea. I am a tiny little lice. I'm a little larva on the, you know, because Comcast controls the world.
Yes.
My world. Mm-hmm. My world. My world with people. And meanwhile, I'm beginning to wonder if everything's okay with the show. There's my like that. And, you know, and I just felt frustrated because I was really chomping to come in here and tell that story. And my son is wonderful. Don't get me wrong, but I don't know what my son's going to be like in 10 years. You know,
you're still doing the golf lessons, right?
What's that?
You're still doing golf lessons with him, right?
Well, yeah. He's going to go to a little camp, and we're getting ready for our Western swing. We're very excited about that with Yellowstone. And, you know, but to be honest with you, with my son, there it is.
It's just the Western stringer.
You can do so much better. By the way, let me just throw this out at you. During all of this with communicating with the listeners, once again, the great god of Spiewak raises his head, you know, where I don't know how the post was written when we said when I wasn't going to be on the show Friday, when we weren't going to have a show Friday,
yes, which was
this added a thing. But Rob, you know, we put together a bonus show every week that we work hard on, and we really love it. We really think it's
fantastic,
highly entertaining, entertaining and unique. And Rob writes this post about there not being a show on Friday, which was no new show today, but there is a bonus show, you mallet head, the way you think and the way you have no concept of how to market our show and what we're doing. That got me thinking about a whole other thing. The bonus show is a brand new show, yet you wrote it to our listeners, just teeing it up for all the trollers out there in the world to say, oh, they suck. Because you have an inferiority chip in your brain that makes you write things like, I'm sorry I'm alive. I'm sorry I'm breathing. It's just so negative. But that's the bonus show's a perfectly great show on Friday.
That's what I was saying. I was saying
no, it's not what you were saying. And I said, why did you write that? And you said to me, what did you say to me?
I was under the I was operating under the directions of Oscar.
No. Not habita. What did you say when I said, why did you put that up there?
I said Oscar told me to do it.
There it is.
Yes.
And what did I say to you?
You hung up before I could say anything. That's right. I was talking and I heard a dial tone.
Yes. Because I immediately wanted to say, okay, we're sharing. I said, this bonus show that we put up there is a perfectly decent piece of comedy.
It's more than decent. Drama, it's fantastic.
And all this wonderful stuff.
As if we're just going to put it out there, a team, I talked to Rob after we connected, Mike, and we updated the post. And he basically admitted that he ham-handed it, but I was like, hey.
Didn't admit it to me. Didn't hear. You know what I heard from him? Let me hear what. This is what I always hear from Rob. This is it. This is what I hear. This is what I hear all weekend long, okay? That's what I hear from him whenever he screws up. He might apologize to you. He stopped giving a shit about handling my emotions about 5 years ago, where I will not hear anything from him. About that.
It's just like
weather the storm, Mike, weather the storm. You done?
In fairness to us, we clarified to each other what our expectations were, but more it's the shorthand that Rob and I have that derailed during that text thread where you don't have to sell the positive. Yes.
For those of you that are active on social media and care about social media, get ready because there is going to be some new stuff happening.
Yes.
Yes.
We are going to do something we've never done. We are going to be spending much more time communicating with you via social media about the show. Mm. I'm talking about posts about the show. And how much fun we have doing the show.
The fun stuff, and not just the negative
because
stuff.
Because we have ignored social media on this broadcast.
That ignoring
forever.
is we have a full array of videos we make for the show. We do
a lot. But I'm talking about, have you gone to any of our pages? Let me do it right now, just
please,
for fun.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do this, okay? Let me do that. I'm going to hop on Facebook. Which is the one that our listeners use primarily. Mm-hmm.
They enjoy it, yes.
And since we're on this subject, I will dive in here. And let's see. The Mike O'Mara Show. I'm just going to type in there. There it is. Okay. Let's see. Clicking on that right now. Then I'm here. And let me see. There's the old logo from, that's right, the beginning of the show. That's it. Okay.
That's
there it
our
is.
Logo, though.
Yeah, I know it's our logo. I know. But it's never been changed. Let me see, and I'm going through a lot of busy, because I'm an admin on this. That's why I have to go through this. And, okay, I still don't see. Okay, we have the Osprey. By the way, I'm going out to Osprey Restaurant in Spokane. That's there. And then we have the show published on there. And then we have the show published the day before, and new show goes live today. It's boring.
Mm.
There's really not enough that happens, you know. Let's check another thing out because we use YouTube all the time.
Sure.
Let's go to
the tube that is Yube.
Let's go to the tube that is you. And
Yube tube. It would be better if it rhymed.
Mike O'Mara Show, our YouTube channel. Let me see. All right. There we are. Favorites. All right. Diving into 1,000 mousetraps. This is a video that was posted 4 years ago. Chrissy Teigen's boobs are up here from 4 years ago. Then we have TMOS on the Street, Star Wars. Then we have Mike O'Mara's show, The Simpsons. Then we have Swash. Do you remember Swash?
I remember Swash, yeah.
I made those the favorite ones.
From 5 years ago.
They were great videos. The Simpsons
Americon 2013. That's what I'm looking at on our YouTube
Click on the O'Mara Show Simpsons. See how many views you've had on that.
I understand that, but I'm just saying, don't you think that we could do better? Don't you think that we could have more relevant, fresh stuff?
With and when I look at it all the time. Leadership, let's make sure we do.
What's that?
Listen, Mike, I get that you want more compelling content up there. That is fantastic.
No, I don't want more. I want things to be rearranged and put up there as far as we come from a position of inferiority sometimes, and it frustrates me, and we don't update, and we don't, nothing's fresh. We have fresh content every single day.
There is stuff that happens to us every single day. Edit down the show every day. Now, outside of what we currently do, yes, we can do additional work, but there is something fresh put up there every day on the
YouTube
page. Mike
O'Mara's show on the road from 8 years ago and 19,000 views, 20,000 views from OmeraCon. The Simpsons, 36,000
views.
Yes. Wow.
That's lovely. That's wonderful. But I'm just more about the main event from 8 years ago, 10 years ago, 8 years ago, 8 years ago. That's what I'm looking at. That's what I get frustrated.
The last time we filmed a live show was in New Orleans, which I still have the footage of. It's just not something that we necessarily want to put up, and we agreed to that. But we haven't filmed a live show in some time. That's where we get that content from. Otherwise,
Now we have the show live right now. I'm looking at Rob. And then we have it from just there. We have Joey Chestnut. That's good. It's the other stuff that just I've seen it for
eight years. The ancillary stuff, yeah.
I've seen it for 8 years. And that just is something. And those are not, you know, those are the videos that we have each and every day. That, you know, when Rob plays audio from video, it's just it's frustrating.
It's frustrating.
I would like to make a concerted effort because the three of us do believe that this is a great show. The problem is I don't think we tell people enough. I don't think we say it enough. I think we say, really sorry we didn't have a show today, but there's a bonus show, like it's some sort of red-headed stepchild when it was fresh. Brand new content, not for you freeloaders. No, for you freeloaders, you don't get it because you don't subscribe. This is a great program. This is a great program. This has fun, compelling. The bonus show is completely different from the regular show.
Mm-hmm.
This is what you might hear on the bonus show, by the way. If you like this kind of ranting, you know?
Yeah.
I'm really worried about the guys. What's the matter? I'm really starting to lose faith.
We don't have a show today, but there's a bonus show. Will that please you? Please love us. Please stay with us. F you.
I swear to God, we've been doing this show for a long, long time. I want, you know, go back and listen to all of it. It's been there. And I just am tired of communicating via this platform of loud-mouthed people without beating our chests a little bit and saying, we're number one. I really do believe in what we do. I believe in what we do, And I think we act like a bunch of candy asses. We cater to the wrong people. Now, that doesn't say that I don't want to communicate. I agree with Oscar on that. I want to communicate with you and let you know what's coming up, when it's coming up, when things are going to be different. What I don't want to do any longer is come from a position of, by the way, what we do. Deal with it. We will do it. We will offer it to you. It will be there. The show is not going anywhere. The show is still good. But I'd like to tell you how great this show is. And truly, truly let you know what's going on. And I'm talking about posts that you'll see in our own private life. By the way, listen to the Mike O'Mara Show. FaceTime people. I'm sorry, not FaceTime. Facebook Live. Mm-hmm. When we're sitting there, hey, we're doing this. I'm going to communicate a lot. I'm going to put a lot of videos up when I'm out on the road during my little Western swing. You know, I care about that. Hi, Rob.
Hi, Mike. I didn't want to hear you were on a roll. I didn't want to interrupt you.
Okay.
I mean, absolutely. I mean, you know what? I like your idea. I can start putting the... I can start putting up the video links from stuff from the digital dumpster on the YouTube page. And it's stuff like that. And we can do content. I mean, there's never ways to add content like that. Yeah.
No, that's not what I'm I'm just moving on. I'm just venting a little bit. Because I get frustrated. I get very, very frustrated. We are fine. And it just... We've created a bit of a vibe here where I feel as though sometimes we don't know how good we are. If that sounds egotistical, so be it. I stand by the content we have put up online for, we're in our second decade of doing this. Yet because of, not because of you, the listener, but because of the way we communicate, you think that you begin to worry, you begin to doubt, you begin, the slightest thing goes astray, and you suddenly get all freaked out. That's not your fault. That's our fault. It's the way we do it. So get ready for us to tell you all the good things that are coming up and for all of us to post on social media what's happening with the show. We don't communicate with each other very well on this show off air. We don't. And we don't communicate with you very well off air, and we don't. And I vow to you as the buck stops here to tell you that that's going to get better. That's going to get better. Okay? Oscar has Shannon working with him. Mike's going to have Carla working with him too, because we are going to bring Carla in, who knows how to communicate, spends a tremendous amount of time doing it, and shares every single day how great the world is and how positive the world is. And I'm really looking forward to a new day so that we communicate in a positive way and we don't foster this kind of weird little world that we live in. And I want it to change. And I think we're going to change it for the better so that you're informed, but you're also educated as to, you know, how much we put into this. And what we do and how we care and where we're going, you know, with the show. The facilities for the show are changing. We are moving to a brand new location in downtown Washington, D.C., state-of-the-art location where Rob and Oscar will be broadcasting from every single day. Oscar's there right now. Rob's at our old studio.
I actually got a chance to finally see it. He let me come
really,
over.
It's really good, but it would probably be difficult for people to know everything that's going on, because we haven't really communicated all that good stuff. Lots of wonderful things are happening. So I just wanted to say, we're here, we're not going anywhere. I don't want to get into whether people are trolls or not, because I don't know.
Right.
I don't know if they're trolls or if they're legitimately concerned. What would you say? 50% of them are trolls. 50% of them are legitimately nervous.
55.
They're only trolls if you let them get to you and troll you. So technically, that doesn't happen until we activate and engage. I've engaged with trolls before, but that's for me. I think the true takeaway from our conversation was that we need to communicate both sides, the operational, but also when we have achieved certain success or milestones.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think that that's the, you know, if you ask me to go back and look at every aspect of what we do, we like to consider ourselves a kind of a homemade operation here, a small operation that we do. That's the only thing that's, I think, really a lacking. I think the way we do, God knows, if you folks knew how much goes in that we've done homemade, stitched it together, and put this wonderful little thing together for you each and every day, you know, I'd like to brag about it. It's too late now because we've done that over the years. I think that the only thing that's lacking is just really letting you know how proud we are of it. And,
would you consider,
we take it for granted to a certain extent.
Would you consider the humility as one of the reasons why we are able to have the listenership we currently have?
No. Okay. On that note, let's thank you very much. No need to be humble, Oscar. Absolutely no need.
He didn't even hesitate on that.
Right. Yeah, look at the, you know, let's analyze the series of non-humble broadcasters and see where they are and where we are. And perhaps we're done being humble. How about that? We'll start the show in earnest when we come back right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Today in rock and roll a-hole history.
How did it come to this? Me, Murray Wilson, the father and manager of the Beach Boys, fired by my own flesh and blood.
The Beach Boys fire you right now. Now, you're fired.
Quit screaming and start singing from your hearts, huh? Watch your ooze. So you're big stars. Let's fight, huh?
Two facts are irrefutable. Rob's digital audio dumpster vault is pure comedy gold. And Beach Boys patriarch Murray Wilson was a huge dick.
I made you and the Beach Boys. You'd be nothing without me.
You dick!
I'm a genius too, you know!
Listen to Rob's pet sounds every day on the Mike O'Mara Show and Murray Wilson.
Murray Wilson.
Yeah.
And Murray evil Wilson man. Promo. That
An
was
evil
funny.
Man.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This portion of our program brought to you by Aura. We're very glad to have them on board. Every 10 seconds, someone becomes a victim of fraud or identity theft, and 23% of those people don't get their money back after the attack. You could be their next victim. Aura can help. Aura provides digital security protection from online threats. It's all-in-one protection from identity theft, financial fraud, malware, scam sites, and so much more. With Aura, you'll get alerted to fraud and threats fast. Like if your online accounts or passwords were leaked online, well, that would be online, too. So is that worthy of a fine? I don't know. Is that worthy of a fine?
You're the commissioner.
Like you are the commissioner.
It's tough. Let me see. Here's the sentence, Oscar. I'll let you be the arbiter.
Right.
Like, if your online accounts or passwords were leaked online.
Yeah, I think it's fine. I think it's fine.
Okay. Yeah. Or if someone tries to open a bank account in your name. Aura is easy to set up. All plans come with $1 million in identity theft insurance to help recover your stolen funds. And experienced U.S.-backed customer support is there to help you. Aura is a new type of security service that protects all of your online information and devices with one simple subscription, keeps you in control, and guides you through solving any issues that come your way. Right now, Aura is offering our listeners early access and 3 months free when you visit aura.com/TMOS. This trial is for an extremely limited time and won't last long. So act now. Go to aura.com/TMOS to get access before anyone else and 3 months for free. That's aura.com/TMOS. It's Aura, and we welcome them as a new sponsor on the Mike O'Mara Show. We want to say thank you from the bottom. From the heart of our bottom, as we used to say on the old show. Thank you, Brad. Oh, that's your
No,
thing.
No, that's the thing. Thing. There you go.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
I was going to mention this yesterday, but I saved it till today also because Ned Beatty,
Beatty.
What is the correct pronunciation?
I think it's Beatty. I think it's Ned Beatty.
Ned Beatty played the clip from Deliverance forever on the old Don and Mike show. One of the greatest character actors of all time. He died a couple of days ago of natural causes. He was 83 years old. Ned's most famous film was probably Deliverance in 1972. I look at that movie now. And it is such an old movie.
Yeah,
he was.
it's you know, is it okay to be remembered for that movie? I mean, how do you think he felt?
It traumatized him.
It's a horrifying thing.
I read a deep dive about Ned Beatty. How it took him a long time to get over Hollywood's perception of him as the
A squealing guy.
Squeal like a pig guy. He was violated by hillbillies during a canoe trip.
I love, Mike, when you use the word hillbillies in the news. I think that's great.
The movie is also the reason we will forever associate banjo music with scary rednecks. I love this is written. More recently, he was the voice of the evil Lotso Huggenbear in 2010's Toy Story 3. In between, listen to these credits. Nashville, All the President's Men, Silver Streak, The Toy, the first two Superman movies. He played the goofy sidekick to Gene Hackman's Lex Luthor.
One of the greatest scenes in that is when Lex Luthor, the plot, Oscar, I don't know if you remember the original Christopher Reeve Superman.
That Superman is the Superman I saw with my father, the one of three times he's taken me to the movies his entire life.
Lex Luthor, Mike, was going to shoot a missile into the San Andreas Fault and turn worthless desert land into beachfront property. Great plot. And so he wanted to name, I believe he called the little corner on the map, Otisburg.
Yeah.
Because he was named Otis. And he said, you may not call it Otisburg. But he was Rudy. Great in that.
He was Rudy's dad in the movie Rudy.
Oh, I forgot about that.
And let me see. He was the sympathetic prison warden in Life, starring Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence. I never saw that one. He also played Dan Connor's dad in the original Roseanne and Stanley the Big Man Bolander on Homicide, Life on the Street.
You know what you didn't mention? He has that great monologue in Network.
Yes. Yep.
Fantastic. Oh, he's so good in Network.
Yeah, when he's the super rich guy that controls all the networks.
That's right? Capitalism, sir.
Amazing. Kevin Hart is the latest celebrity to rage over what he considers to be out of control cancel culture. In an interview with a British newspaper, he said, quote, if somebody has done something truly damaging, then absolutely a consequence should be attached. But when you just talk about nonsense, when did we get to a point where life was supposed to be perfect, where people were supposed to operate perfectly all the time? I don't understand, because last I checked, the only way you grow up is from effing up. I don't know a kid who hasn't effed up or done some dumb stuff. And I think stuff is a nice way of putting it. He added, quote, I've been canceled, what, three or four times? Never bothered. If you allow it to have an effect on you, it will. Look, comedy's a different world, and I still laugh at the stuff you're not supposed to laugh at. That's what makes me laugh the most. And I think that cancel culture has made comedy a lot more bland. And I think that if you put the little label on it that this is comedy, nobody's trying to hurt anybody here, you move on. I mean, you know.
A big basis of comedy is, I mean, depending on which direction you want to go, it's something that's inappropriate. You know, it's something that doesn't fit. That's why it's funny. So I understand his point. I do.
So I get it. The federal government has a strategic oil reserve, but maybe now's the time to add a strategic cookie reserve, because there is a massive Girl Scout cookie surplus this year of about 15 million boxes. Oh, my God.
Let me add it.
Yeah. Let me see. It's not because they're less popular. It's because a lot of Girl Scout troops couldn't do in-person sales during the pandemic. So they ended up with a lot left over, and they didn't make as much money because of it. The bakeries that make them are hanging on to about 12 million boxes, and only 3 million need to be sold or donated in the next few months. So they're asking people to check their local Girl Scout website to see if they're still taking orders, or you can check out their Hometown Heroes program and buy cookies for frontline workers.
That's a great thing. Idea. That's a great
Do
idea.
Do that today. I think that's a wonderful idea.
I have a terrible line.
Don't play that again. What was that?
I have a terrible... Well, you think that with all that downtime in the pandemic, they would have had a better way to execute these sales. It's online.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, open up a Shopify account, for God's sakes.
Yeah, but what they're lacking is the urgency of the girl outside the grocery store.
I picture Oscar just with that tone that he had, sitting there like in front of a group of Girl Scouts, you know. Ladies, you're just not cutting it, all right? The juice isn't worth the squeeze here.
Yeah, you know what the second prize is? Set of steak knives. Third prize is you're out of the troop.
I really do try not to read these lists, but I can't help it.
You love lists.
Simply because, well, they're always the same states.
Oh, it's a state list?
I love Wallet Hub, and they have great surveys. Wallet Hub, they just sit there and do this all day.
Yeah.
They just ranked all 50 states from most fun places to visit to the least fun.
Can I seal my answer for least fun, and then you can read it?
The rankings are based on... See, what I love about this is this list gives you the categories, so they justify why they rank these places. The rankings are based on 26 different categories, including the weather, the number of attractions, fairs, state parks, amusement parks, and fitness centers. See, there's the wild card. They throw in fitness centers. And the quality of the beaches, scenery, and restaurants and bars. The 10 most fun states. Do you want the 10 least fun or the 10 most fun?
I would
most
like
fun.
You to do the 10 most fun, and then I have my prediction for the least fun that I've sealed already.
All right, I'll go to the 10 most fun, starting with the bottom. Pennsylvania, Minnesota, Texas, Washington State, Colorado, Illinois, New York, Nevada, Florida,
yeah,
and California.
These make sense, yeah.
Here are the least fun.
Yes.
Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
Kentucky.
Yes.
Connecticut, my home state.
Really?
Oh, I can agree.
You got
thumbs
out.
Up to Connecticut.
You got out, didn't you?
Alabama.
Yes.
Vermont.
Huh.
We visited the Colburns of Vermont. Love beautiful scenery, wonderful people. Fun.
Depends
Ben and Jerry's.
Depends on who you're with, I guess.
Nothing else. Michael, do not send me a message. I'm kidding. I'm doing comedy. Please.
You're going to get canceled.
I know you love your state. Rhode Island.
Yes.
Arkansas. Delaware. There it is. And we have the two. We have the it was a horse race for the two least fun states.
Yes.
I think you probably have one of them. Mississippi.
Mike.
Let's see it.
There it is, written in uppercase letters, Mississippi.
Mississippi, always
nice.
And coming in, ladies and gentlemen, as the least fun state.
Yeah.
In the United States of America, West Virginia.
Oh, yo.
All right. Yeah, have fun in college, Robert.
Of course, not everyone's idea of fun is the same. If your ideal getaway is relaxing on a rocking chair on the porch of a rustic Airbnb sipping craft bourbon while listening to a little local bluegrass, you can't beat Kentucky.
That's true.
There Came we are. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. All right, let's move on. We got a lot of stuff to cover here. A 38-year-old Baltimore man thought he was having a heart attack late Sunday night.
Oh, no.
Conveniently, he noticed an ambulance idling nearby with the keys in the ignition. So he hopped in and drove himself to the hospital. This is right up the road in Baltimore.
Sure.
The police caught up with him before he got there, but he told them about his condition. They determined that he did need to see a doctor, so they took him. It's unclear if he's facing charges. Obviously, it's a crime to steal an ambulance, but considering the circumstances, there's a chance he could catch a break. There's no word what happened at the scene where he stole the ambulance. If there was a victim whose treatment was delayed because that guy jacked the ride, then he could be on the hook for that. But there's no word about that.
So I don't know. I just kind of needed it.
I don't know, my chest feels like there's an elephant sitting on it.
I was holding a sausage in my left hand and I dropped it because I lost the feeling in my left hand.
And now a little something, something. A woman in Allentown, Pennsylvania is facing charges after she tried to hire a hitman to kill her husband and asked if he'd offer her a payment plan.
Mm.
Oh, that's nice.
44-year-old Claudia Carrion met up with the guy on Thursday, agreed to pay $4,000 for the hit, but she didn't have it up front, so she asked if she could pay in installments of $100 for 40 weeks. The hitman agreed to it because he was actually an undercover cop, and once she paid the first $100 as a deposit, they arrested her. Turns out this wasn't the first time she's tried and failed to hire a hitman. She told police she tried it once before, but the hitman that time didn't work out either. She's facing charges for criminal solicitation to commit homicide.
Yes.
Pretty heavy-duty charges right there. Remember, consumers, if the payment plan is too good to be true, it probably isn't. There you go. Yeah.
She should have hired a hitman, Mike, so at the true. Top 40 radio station.
There you go. Hitman.
The hitman.
We'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, and we'll be right back to talk about fishing. That's right.
Drainage. Drainage. Eli, you boy. Here, if you have a milkshake, and I have a milkshake, and I have a straw, and my straw reaches across the room and starts to drink your milkshake. I drink your milkshake. I drink it up.
Did you think your song and dance and your superstition would help you, Eli? The only thing that will help you is the TMOA Shopping Center. Access them at MikeOMaraShow.com. Be part of the solution. They have milkshakes, Eli, and straws. And Eli, if you go to the medical section, there will be blood. I shop it up.
Thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We need to edit that down. Getting everything you need to cook dinner can be complicated, but with Freshly, it's simple. Freshly has chef-made delicious meals delivered fresh to your door with no cooking required. Your meals arrive cooked and fresh every week, so you can keep your fridge stocked and skip the trip to the store. Ordering is easy. Visit Freshly.com and choose from over 30 delicious better-for-you meals.
They're all-day tasty.
The variety will astound you. Freshly can work for any dietary needs, preferences, tastes, and family size. And now for our listeners, they can try Freshly for just $6.16 per meal. So start living life freshly. Your meals are always delivered fresh, never frozen, and are ready to heat and enjoy in 3 minutes. Oscar, how much do you love Freshly?
Yes.
So much. I was thinking of, you know, with any product, you might have a bad experience 1 out of 10 times if it's a great shop. We've probably been Freshly customers for almost a year and a half,
mm-hmm.
and I got to tell you, I haven't had a bad meal. I love them.
Mm-hmm. What's your go-to? The meatballs?
Swedish meatballs are great. The bison burger, let me tell you.
Fancy.
I keep on going back to that guy, and I love it.
Now, hungry. Right now, Freshly is offering our listeners $40 off your first two orders when you go to Freshly.com/TMOS. Make better eating a priority and get this special limited time offer. Go to Freshly.com/TMOS for $40 off your first two orders. Try Freshly now and for a limited time, get $40 off your first two orders. Go to Freshly.com/TMOS to learn more. All right, let's talk about graduation season because Oscar was confused because he thought you were having a party for your son Robert's graduation,
which we are.
Didn't want to go.
Which we are. Yeah,
and then
it's
he
not
decided
that I don't want to go. It's something that wasn't top of mind. I sent a nice gift.
You have a lovely gift. Extraordinarily generous.
You're a very honest man. Let me ask you point blank. Do you want to go?
It's a Sunday. If it was a Saturday, I'd want to go. It's a Sunday party's rough. It's like a Sunday wedding.
Yeah.
What time does it start on Sunday?
It's 4 to 7 on Sunday.
Ugh. I got to work the next day.
So, but it was what was available to us. We took what was available, it's a graduation party too. It's not like a toga party. We're not out there to really, you know, murder ourselves. It's a, you know, a little social get together and food and some drinks.
Jimmy's. I only have one speed at Jimmy's.
I know.
An Uber home speed.
That's true.
And on a Sunday, that's brutal.
It is. And
I mean, I really think my liver is thanking me on a daily basis that I'm not closer to Jimmy's. Because I would go, I see what you're talking about. When you go into Jimmy's, you want to rage.
You will. I'll have to keep it under control because there's going to be, I think we're up to like 70 guests now. So you have to be sociable with all of them. And I got sort of a preview this weekend because graduation is actually tomorrow. Robert walks tomorrow.
Mañana.
And so,
by the way, full transparency, Oscar and I will be doing the show by ourselves.
Mañana.
Exactly. And is everything all right?
Did you bring in the replacement?
Oh, yeah.
Are you bringing in the replacement for the audition tomorrow? Mm-hmm.
Jim Amato is in the hallway.
Really? Good luck, Jim. Best wishes.
When I had graduation parties for Catherine, it was just the kids. I just had the kids out for like a dinner. They're all dressed up. I remember that.
Well, we are going tomorrow night, just family, after graduation. We're going to Peking Gourmet. My first time in 2 years. We're going there.
That's great.
And what's great is my dad is actually coming up from the beach. He's not going to the graduation, but he is going to go and meet us for dinner. And that's great because I haven't seen my dad in some time and had the family together.
Now, why isn't he going to the graduation?
Because we only have 5 tickets.
Oh, okay.
It's limited. And what's great is Carrie says, "Tell your father that he can live stream the graduation." I said, "He doesn't want to do that." She said, "Tell him." I said, "Dad, Pop, you can live stream the graduation." She says, "Yeah, no thanks."
You know, you know this, Rob. It is so wonderful the right of it, but
it's
you
a,
know,
it's
you're
hassle.
Doing your old man a solid.
Of course,
How many? What's the graduating class? How many are there going to be?
I think it's between 450 and 500. It's a big class. It's a big class.
It's big
huge.
High school.
Yeah,
college is 10 times worse.
Yeah, and so it's going to be. It'll be me and Carrie and Julia and my mom and I. One ticket left, and so.
So you, Oscar, were sitting there yesterday at your
mom's. No, it was Sunday,
house.
Right?
Sunday.
I'm saying
Sunday.
I'm a day.
And Shannon wanted to check in about a project with Rob, and I said it's party time for him, so please just be respectful that he's with his family. I said we were actually supposed to go to the party.
This is so funny because this explains sort of the weird mood or weird tone of the call. Because at that point, you thought it was probably still the party, right?
Yeah, I mean, I imagine it didn't end in 2 hours. I figured there was an after party that was still rolling at
sure.
Jimmy's.
How come you missed it so badly? Like 2 weeks?
By 2 weeks? Two weeks?
You thought it was yesterday. It's not. It's not even this Sunday. It's going to be.
No, we
a week
didn't want to do
Sunday.
It Father's Day.
The
so we're doing it the 27th.
Usually, for me, for any of these parties, happens right before the party. Mm-hmm. And I had another friend, and I figured out why. I had another friend who was having another high school graduation party on that Sunday, which was this past Sunday. So I put those two together, and I just felt like both of those were Roberts for some reason.
Mm. Yeah, okay. this was right. The weekend, Mike. There were six graduation parties that I was invited to this past weekend.
Why? Why? I mean, oh,
why do you know
for
so
the
many
same
kids?
High school, right?
Well, because I mean, it's you know, it is what it is.
You're
it's
a grown man.
It is a bald face handout for money. Come on to the house. Come on. But these are also kids that Robert.
You mean that they're, I'm not. I didn't do that. Well, then again, I was a divorced dad. So
yeah. Well, what you did was like. But this is like. But and it was. This was we. I ended up going to two. Carrie went to an extra one, and I should have gone to the one that Carrie went to because the one that Carrie went to had two bartenders. It was a big deal. But we had a lot of weather running through town this weekend. So what we're supposed to be like, come on out and hang out in the yard and have a party, we're all moved inside parties. So they were very crowded and lots of small talk. Lots and lots and lots of small talk.
But you know everybody, right? Don't you know everybody?
I know everybody enough to say, hey, that's John's dad. Hey, that's Aiden's dad.
Okay,
hey, that's
but you're not, yeah, you're not connected.
No, they're not connected. Right. You know, that's Dylan's dad and that's the other Dylan's dad. But, you know, it's how many times can you say, can you believe they're this old? Can you believe they're going to school? Can you believe that they're still friends? And you know, and I'm proud because Robert's made some good choices and some bad.
How do you feel about people feeling like that when yours comes up a week from Sunday?
I mean, we're all in the same boat together. You know what? They're going to do it. They're going to have to do it. It's part of the deal. They don't have to come if they don't want to.
I sent a gift.
Yeah. And Oscar, I think you're not going to come, are you? Are you or are you not going to come?
I don't want to make promises I can't keep. I don't know that.
I would love if you could come.
What is the protocol? Because I don't even know about that. Catherine had some kids, and I brought them all to Evergreen, mm-hmm. where I play golf, and had a nice dinner for them.
Okay.
That was my contribution to it. I don't remember socializing with parents at all.
Well, this is,
I don't remember going to multiple houses at all.
I think this is probably, isn't this sort of, my mom had a family thing with no, when I graduated in 89.
Right around the ceremony.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it was a few, because you know what happened is we moved from Vienna to Ashburn the day after I graduated, so it was later because we had to get settled in the new house. But
so
my graduation
party was
just...
What are you offering at your graduation party for your son?
It's going to be at Jimmy's on the beer garden from 4 to 7. I guess... Anyone can show up, I guess, now. we're gonna have a buffet. Jimmy's catering.
If you're going to show up to Robert's graduation party,
yeah,
bring a gift for him,
yes.
Please.
You know,
and we're gonna have a buffet. We'll do wings, and I think he's doing barbecue sliders and veggies. You know, good, a nice buffet and an open bar for 3 hours. So come on out.
I have a sad but maybe more realistic view on these graduation parties.
Okay.
The only graduation party we've ever had, ever, 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 was for my sister graduating from medical school.
Okay.
My brother didn't get one. We went out to eat, like Mike just said, something just mm-hmm. a nice meal.
Yeah.
And even up for business school, we had like a barbecue. That just for our immediate family. It's probably because you like people, Rob.
Well, also, I mean, this is going to be, I'd say this is about half family, half Robert's friends. And we wanted to give Robert what he wanted. He actually made out most of the guest list and handled the Evites for his friends and their parents. And some of his parents.
Did any of you happen to have a relative, perhaps a sister, who pooped all over your 18th birthday and your high school graduation by getting married?
Oh my God, no! You know, I don't even know.
1977, that's how long they've been married.
Wow. I don't believe you've
June 25th, I remember the day.
I wasn't born
yet. Because it was three days after my birthday, and it was probably just a few days after my graduation.
Wow.
But there's no time to celebrate an 18th birthday when you're getting stood up by Laura Warner and puking on tequila with Joey Pasker. When your sister's getting married like 2 days later.
I thought that, or was it your wedding that you got the poison ivy from clearing out the backyard?
That was my wedding.
Oh, that was your wedding, of course.
But same place.
same venue.
Same reasonable rate.
Same venue.
Same reasonable venue for a wedding reception. The backyard at the O'Mara's house.
But isn't it true that your dad made you,
mom and dad.
Did your dad
so
make
sweet.
You pay first and last month's rent?
My dad made me. All day before my wedding day, pull stuff out of the yard.
Wow.
And the whole time, Oscar, I could have gone fishing with Pony. We're up on a break, and I want to hear about the fact that, are you still trying to get this to happen, that you're going to go fishing with Matthew Bloom?
My wife and I want to go fishing with Matt. We want to study the subject.
Oh, dear.
Okay, we'll take a break.
Stay tuned for this promo.
Yes, this is going to be really great. And happy graduation, Robert.
Thank you.
Checking in live from the deck of the Jack Tar.
Do you know that Pony has something peculiar and unexpected in his car at all times?
So I got an inflatable fishing kayak.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
I never thought I'd get a gone fishing from this guy.
I like going down the pond chasing bluegills or tommy cods.
You don't even eat them?
I mean, I don't want to eat a dirty Fairfax fish.
Bad fish.
I'll eat, like, flounder if I'm, like, surf fishing in Virginia Beach.
I caught you a delicious bass.
Fish sharp. I'll swallow you whole.
Whether you're the skipper on the deck of the Jack Tar or the SS Caballito.
Small horse.
The Mike O'Mara Show Shopping Center has everything you need for your next fishing expedition.
One case of apricot brandy.
Happy.
Iranian caviar, and don't forget the color TV.
Click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and as we say on the high seas,
here's to swimming with bow-legged women.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Recent study showed that a quarter of all homeowners missed out on the COVID-19 refinance wave. Mm. That's what they're calling it, just because they didn't know their current interest rate. So they never knew how much money they could save. Sad. By the way, they count on that, all right? They really like you not to know your rate. Mortgage rates have fallen again back to the lowest levels of the year, and you can now get a fixed rate in the mid-2s, whether a refinance or a purchase is in your purview. The time to act is now. Call my friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial. Even if you're working with another company, you can use Cornerstone to make sure you're getting the best deal. But with 20 years in the business, a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau, and thousands of great reviews, including Mike, Rob, and Oscar, why would you use anyone else? Plus, they are a direct lender, so they can guarantee to meet or beat any competitor. Send Cornerstone a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, and they'll immediately tell you how much money they can save you, because these rates won't be here forever. The professionals at Cornerstone First are standing by now. 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221, or cornerstonefirst.com. Call now. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. Okay, we have a promo about Pony with a fishing kayak. Oscar says he was, I don't even know, something about talking to Pony about doing some fishing.
This came up naturally yesterday when we were backed up because of the issues in Florida to record the show.
Yes.
And Shannon.
You were forced into small talk with Pony?
No, Pony wasn't here. Pony was at Wisconsin Avenue.
Oh, okay. All right.
And Shannon said,
we have two, just for people that might not know, we have two locations in Washington, D.C.
Right.
One in two different parts
downtown
of the city.
Downtown D.C.
Right. Two locations to serve you better, Mike.
That's right. Yes, our two Starbucks.
And then Shannon said, oh, no. And I thought she was going to give me something relevant or constructive. She said, what's Matt going to do about his fishing? And I said, you mean the Pony Boy Fishing Express? And she said, doesn't he go fishing after the show? And I said, how do you know this? She said, oh, I was just listening to the live stream and I heard a promo about him fishing.
Matthew, do you go fishing after the show?
Not after the show, because we usually get out around like 5:30 or so. But
this is before, don't be all dramatic, when we used to record at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, exactly.
He would go afternoons.
The new schedule has made it impossible for me to fish, but in the past, I'd fish. I'd fish for food.
Such a Debbie Downer. Debbie, do you fish,
Deborah,
though? You fished?
Yeah. I would go out after the show, or I go on the weekends, and I just have a nice, relaxing time fishing. It's a lot of fun.
When did you, have you always been interested in angling?
No, I actually got into it during the lockdown. So I just kind of picked it up as a hobby, and I've really, really enjoyed it.
Some further insight, Mike, and this was divulged in just a previous conversation, but for those that are new to the program,
yes,
this man is a serial killer because he has an inflatable canoe, for one.
A kayak
in the back of his vehicle, just in case he wants to go fishing at any moment.
That's cool. So are there bodies of water you'd like to mention where you've done some of your fishing, and have you been successful?
Well, actually, Mike, he knows a lot about bodies of water before he was fishing because of body disposal. He's okay. Very...
Yeah.
All right.
That's right.
Hard to do in an inflatable kayak. Where are some of the places you've done your angling, Pony Boy?
Burke Lake, usually. There's a nice little spot called Lake Royal that's over by George Mason, but I think the best is probably the Occoquan, because you can hop in at a few places, and it's a really big body of water. But I also like fishing down at Virginia Beach as well.
Oh, do you catch catfish in the Occoquan?
No catfish, just bass.
Oh, a delicious bass.
Delicious bass.
Got you. A delicious bass. And you're going to go with him, Oscar?
So, is that what's going to happen? Today I asked, and I said, hey, man, like, we should think about fishing. It's just kind of a throwaway small talk.
Tiny talk.
But literally, Shannon yesterday passed, she goes, we should go fishing with him someday to see if he actually knows how to fish, or just out there listening to podcasts. And,
does Shannon know how to fish? She comes like from a...
She grew up, kind she of grew a, up fishing, yes.
Yeah, she has a family that, you know.
And
right?
Yes.
Doesn't she have like some camo in her side of the family?
I think it's called Southern Maryland. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that.
So Shannon said you should ask him if we can go with him sometime. And in passing, I remember that today, and I said before he was here earlier at this location, before he went to the current location he's at on Wisconsin Avenue. And he said, yeah, we can go, we can take turns, and something along those lines. And I, because I'm taking it literal, I said, do you, in my mind, I thought he was asking me to go out with him with this one person kayak, and then he goes out and fishes, and then he comes back and then gives me the kayak so I can go out and fish. And then we just sit in the car alone either way.
Right.
Which led me to a broader thought of, for a man that is already alone and is making a decision to do something outside his comfort zone, something that's bringing him joy. Don't you think he would have picked up a two-person kayak instead of just a one-person kayak, just in case something worked out?
Well, okay. You know what?
Actually, with Pony, he probably could have bought a half-person kayak.
I am a solver. Yes. I like to solve problems. I think that you guys should rent a boat and go out in a little, like a tiny little fishing boat, and go like a little bass boat, so you can go up and down the Occoquan. Pony, you know there's great fishing all over that river, and you know, you go out there and do that. I think, wouldn't that be fun, Oscar? You
we
and
can
Shannon,
document it.
You the three of you could go out.
How
and,
hard is it to drive a boat?
That's not that hard.
Just sit right back and you'll hear.
There was a guy. He might be listening to the show right now. There was a guy who was a bass guide.
Captain Stabbin. I know
that
him.
Used to
Captain Stabbin.
Stabbin is not his name. There's a dude that used to want me to always go fishing out on the Potomac River for bass, for delicious bass. And you know, I don't remember the guy's name. I didn't want to, you know.
I think wouldn't it be better, Mike, if they headed down to the shore and got on one of those all-day party boats?
Well, no, what really would be better is, well, look, I think down here, it's super easy if you want to do anything like that. In Florida, that's why our state from Wallet Hub was rated fun.
It's a fun state. Number two in the country. Fun. Exactly. Don't go to Mississippi.
But up there, you know, you just get yourself a little bass guide and make it have a more 2-3 hours. Go out there in the summertime.
Pony Boy is super pleasant when you're not depending on him for anything. So yeah. As a friend, he's great, and he actually is fun to hang out with when there isn't a lot of stress involved. So I'm up for that. I keep on calling him Matt. Why am I calling him his God's name? No, I'm up for that, Pony Boy. Are you up for that?
Hell yeah. That sounds like a lot of fun to me. Getting out on like a full-size boat and just motoring around.
Do they do anything, Mike, do they do anything on the cruise ship Dandy that involves fishing and a meal?
The Dandy is pretty much, you know, just that's dining just fish and dancing. Follow the boat for the people that puke.
Yeah.
Chumming the water.
That's what it is. Just chum. But no, you know, I think there are people out there, if you know, because by the way, you know, the pandemic's been rough. I don't want these guys to go out of pocket for this. So yeah. If you're a bass guide and you want a free plug on the Mike O'Mara show, you know, contact the show and, you know, MikeO'MaraShow.com and see if you, you know, if you're a Potomac fisherman or, you know, you don't have to be, you can be an amateur too. That would be fun. And then just have Pony and Oscar out on the fishing boat and you guys go out early in the morning, crack of dawn, throw the lines in the morning mist, get yourself some, what do you think about that, Pony? Wouldn't that be good?
Maybe crack of noon.
Do you sleep
kidding,
in?
I'm kidding. No,
do you sleep
fine.
In on the weekend? What's your average awakening time on the weekend?
Like 6 o'clock.
Okay, so you're up early.
Yeah,
you're up early. Yeah, yeah. I mean, fishing's fun. I get up early.
Who's going to take like care to of the ferret at home?
Oh, she'll be fine.
Okay.
Are you kidding?
You got a terrible night's sleep last night because Winslow, the walnut brain dog, was barking at the lightning, like at 11:30 at night.
Mike, he was protecting you. Protecting you from the lightning.
Yeah, your thunder buddies.
Yeah, thunder buddies.
Yeah, I think it's great. I think it's wonderful. Bonding is really, really important. And Rob, I will tell you, if I wasn't on the West Coast flying out west into the mountains out west, I wouldn't be able to go to the show because I'm down in Florida. Your graduation party.
I understand. But whether we're fishing or at the graduation party, it's important to wear a life jacket.
Mm-hmm. Was Pony Boy invited to the graduation party?
Pony Boy RSVP'd in like 48 seconds.
Yes
that,
or no?
That he
yes.
will not be
No,
able
that he'll
to
be
attend.
There. He'll be
yeah.
there.
Yeah. Oh, I'll be there.
Yeah.
How does that make you feel? Oscar, you should go.
I don't. It's Sunday.
And when
Sunday, it's Meet the Press.
Well, it doesn't really overlap with Meet the Press. I think we've kind of missed that by a few hours.
It's Meet the Press. Thank you.
Face the Nation with graduate Robert W. Spiewak
III. But with our new social media presence, there'll be live posts everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
All day.
Mm-hmm. Like you're there.
Right. Chrissy Teigen makes her boobs swell. We'll take a break, and we will come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, humans, it's me again, Winslow, the Boston Terrier.
It's lightning.
One of the worst things about being a dog is that I can't talk. It's wicked hard. Not only does it make it impossible to ask for treats, it also prevents me from being a TMOS talking head. Imagine how fun it would be to sit down on a Friday morning, hop on your Zoom, and shoot the shit with TMOS. That would be a wicked pisser. I can't do that because I'm a dog, but you can. Just email your info to rob@mikeomarishow.com with your contact info and why he should choose you. And if you're wondering how a dog that can't talk can voice a promo, don't overthink it, okay? Woof.
Thank you, Winslow. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We always want to put our best foot forward, but sometimes we forget to take care of our feet. Features. Oh, my God, I love them. They can help you feel your best from head to toe with perfectly engineered socks for maximum support and relief. They've designed socks with different kinds of support, like their plantar fasciitis relief socks, specially crafted to relieve heel and arch pain. 3 zones of targeted compression to lift, stretch, and stabilize the plantar fascia and support your Achilles tendon. Convenient relief with socks that are easy to wear and have an optional no-show tab height for maximum versatility. So, if you want the best socks in the world, you need Features. Family-owned since 2002. Easily the best socks I've ever worn. I wear them every day. I'm wearing them today. Give your feet the relief they deserve with Features. You'll even get $10 off your first pair of Features when you go to features.com/TMOS. Plus, Features is so confident you'll love their socks that if you don't love them, they'll take them back, no questions asked. That's FEETURES.com/TMOS for $10 off your first pair of Features. Not wearing them right now. I was wearing them earlier, and I'm wearing blue shorts. And somebody said, oh, you have blue shoes, too. I said, yes, I do.
Johnny Blue.
Blue socks from Features. Isn't that great? Oh, we got to open up the thing.
Yeah, open the thing. Spin it.
Let's see who's in there right now. Is it Chrissy Teigen? Is
not.
She in there? I'm just curious.
Good evening.
Very good.
I'm Orson Welles.
It's the late Orson Welles, Mike. We lost him in 1985 at age 70.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know he was 6 foot two?
Was he really?
He's that tall, yeah.
6 foot two, eyes of blue, and oh, what those 6 feet could do. No, I'm sorry.
Good evening. I'm Orson Welles.
Now, I got you the second time.
Sorry.
Yeah. Hey, let's play together. Let's see who's in the dumpster.
Good evening. I'm Orson Welles.
So here's a relationship that I never even thought about. Did you know that Roger Waters from Pink Floyd hates Mark Zuckerberg?
I did not know that.
I did not know that. But here's Roger Waters talking about why he dislikes Mark Zuckerberg.
This is something that I actually put in my folder when I came out here today. It's a request for the rights to use my song, Another Brick in the Wall 2, in the making of a film to promote Instagram. So it's a missive from Mark Zuckerberg with an offer of a huge, huge amount of money. And the answer is you. No way. This is the insidious movement of them to take over absolutely everything. I will not be a party to this bull Zuckerberg. How did this
I love a curmudgeon-y
riff. Started off by saying, she's pretty, we'll give her a 4 out of 5. She's ugly, we'll give her a 1. How the did he get any power in anything? No, and yet here he is, one of the most powerful idiots in the world.
I still don't like Pink Floyd, but I like that tape. I do indeed.
But in season one, I say F you. Go on. Get out of here, Mark Zuckerberg.
Over the weekend, as they start to relax all the restrictions and they are doing full capacities in ballparks, Bill Murray sang, take me out to the ball game at Wrigley Field, Mike.
This is what it feels like to be 100%. Take me out to the ball game.
Still sounds
horrible. Me out with the crowd. Buy me.
And I have to wonder, I think that the organist is actually going to a minor key to try and follow his melody because it's really screwed up.
Some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root for the Cubbies. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Enjoys his life.
He does. He does indeed. I do like it.
What's the one? This is what it means to be 100%. Does that mean he's giving it 100%?
No, I think it's because I think they had lifted all the crowd restrictions at Wrigley, so they could have a full crowd. Mike, we haven't talked to Jennifer in a while, have we?
No, you haven't.
But I wanted to play this tape. No need, because I think you'll enjoy this tape. This was trending on Instagram yesterday. This is a young lady who lives in Australia, and she's been bullied her entire life, Mike, because she has a nodule on her vocal cord, which gives her a low voice. And because of this, she's been bullied her whole life, and it's a tragic story.
All through high school, I was picked on because of my voice. I was called a male. I was called transgender. I'd have food thrown at me. I would have chairs thrown at me. Still to this day, I get bullied. And I just think, why do it? Are you that unhappy with yourself? This is exactly what I sound like. And I don't like it, but I have to put up with it. I have to just live with it, live each day, deal with it, move on.
I reached out to her and asked what vocal processor she used.
So it sounds like it
does. It sounds a lot
because
like
she's got that kind of sound where she's in a tunnel. You know,
yeah,
she's
like,
I don't know why I've been picked on like that. And that Mark Zuckerberg, what an ass he is. I say,
she's a one, she's a four. Now, how about this? This is sort of lucky, I guess. In Los Angeles, a guy pulled his car over. He saw an RV that was on fire, and he said, "I'm going to film this." But what are the odds that the RV was not full of people, but full of fireworks? Listen to the audio of this video. This is pretty fun.
East LA.
Oh, man. We've got fireworks in there. Oh, man. That's why it's on fire. RV has fireworks. Oh, man.
And then it was back
somebody
to
somebody just blow their nose.
Someone
right
back
there.
There. Mike,
then, it sounded like somebody was blowing their nose right at the very end of that sound. You know?
Back to the Mensa meeting for him. But also,
wow,
why fill an RV with the fireworks? Yeah. Mike, you like music as I like music. Is this one of the greatest live records ever? I mean, I think it has to be, right?
I want you to want me.
Cheap Trick, live at Budokan.
Yep.
Here's the thing.
Where's Budokan?
Japan. It's I believe it was constructed as a facility for martial arts exhibitions.
Yeah, it's kind of like Lollapalooza in Japan.
Yeah, and so...
Well, now, hold on. You're saying, I think you're wrong, Pony. Is it a place or is it a festival?
Well, it's a festival.
But there's a structure called Budokan,
exactly.
Right? That was built for martial arts. Well, here's the thing. This was one of the biggest hits for Cheap Trick. They didn't want to do this song at that concert. It was released as a single from their album, and it stiffed in America, but for some reason it was a hit in Japan. Here's the story from the bassist of Cheap Trick. His name is Tom Peterson.
I Want You to Want Me is on In Color. That version just killed us. It's a horrible version of that song. It sounds like we're at that Shakey's Pizza Parlor with a tic-tac upright piano. This doesn't sound anything like us. Except outside of Japan, no one gravitated toward that song. So when we went to Budokan, or we went to Japan on that first tour, that song wasn't even in our set list. And our promoter said, "Hey, I Want You to Want Me in the set list." That was like a number one hit single here. Like, oh really? We just, nobody wanted to hear it, we didn't think. So we took it out of our show. That's the reason that's even on Budokan, is because the promoter mentioned that maybe we ought to play that. It was really popular here. So what do we know?
Yeah, so listen to the way it sounded on the album.
Then they went on to become superstars.
Mike, it was sensational. But listen to the studio version. It sounds really like almost like a demo. So when they said they were going to record it live, they said, if we're going to do it, let's do it. And they went over the top. But the original record absolutely sounded light.
It's, yeah.
Horrible, right?
Yeah. Not good at all.
So let's hear it for the promoter who said this was a big hit here. You should sing it. Sing it
and
nice.
It was spectacular.
It was really super. And let's close with this, Mike. Good news that the Peacock Network has announced they're going to do a prequel to the movie Ted. So you're going to have more Ted content on Peacock, because Seth MacFarlane, as you know, he always falls uphill. But anyway, just I thought we would close with the notion of trying to guess the name with Ted the Bear.
Yeah, I met a girl. She's a cashier.
No way. That's awesome. Yeah. Oh, you know, what's her name?
White trash name. Guess.
Mandy.
Nope.
Marilyn.
Nope.
Brittany.
Nope.
Tiffany.
Nope.
Candace. All right, speed round. I'm going to rattle off some names, and when I hit it, buzz it, okay?
I will tell
you. You got me?
Yeah.
All right, Brandy, Heather, Channing, Brianna, Amber, Sabrina, Melody, Dakota, Sierra, Bambi, Crystal, Samantha, Autumn, Ruby, Taylor, Tara, Tammy, Lauren, Charlene, Chantel, Courtney, Misty, Jenny, Krista, Mindy, Noelle, Shelby, Trina, Reba, Cassandra, Nikki, Kelsey, Shauna, Jolene, Erling, Claudine, Savannah, Casey, Dolly, Kendra, Collie, Chloe, Devin, Emily, Luke, Becky?
Nope.
Wait, was it any one of those names with a Lynn after it?
Yes.
I got you. Okay. Brandy Lynn, Heather Lynn,
Tammy Lynn.
Ah!
That's your digital dumpster. Have a good Tuesday, everybody. Ted. coming to Peacock.
The only way I'll watch that TV series about the prequel to Ted is if they have Giovanni Ribisi in it. You know, when he's doing that little dance.
I'd watch that.
With the straw. Talking about a guy that took a role and committed to it.
100%.
I have mad respect for him for that. Anyway, we got to get out of here because that's the way I roll. Thank you for listening. We'll be back with a brand new show tomorrow. Thank you very much. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. Oh, let me mention this. I'll talk more about it.
More communication.
Let's get more communication. June 24th, save the date and come on out to Osprey, 700 North Division Street in Spokane, Washington, from 4 to 6 p.m. The Osprey Restaurant. We'll see you June 24th, 4 to 6 p.m. for all you Spokaneites. That's 700 North Division Street. They just can't agree on that part of the street. They're divided. Get it? That's stupid. Anyway, Osprey.com, OspreySpokane.com. For Robin, Oscar, Mike O'Mara saying bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao. Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I am alive and kicking.
Oh, good for you.
What do I do?